Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 20th week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men rose up and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, Yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things. Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew chapter 22, verse 4 and verse 12. Verse 4, everything is ready. Come to the marriage feast. Verse 12, friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment? In order to provide guests for the marriage feast, the king's servants must never cease to continue with their proclamation, inviting all whom they meet to come to the marriage feast. The king wants a full table at this feast. The most important, holy, and mighty people who were invited first would not come. As Luke tells the parable, the king then sent out his servants to invite the poor and maimed and blind and lame. These are the heathen who were not numbered among God's chosen people, had nothing about which to become presumptuous, and were quite glad to accept the invitation extended to them. On inspecting the guests, the king found a scoundrel amongst the crowd, sitting at the table, whom he quickly recognized and condemned. He did not have a wedding garment. He had not come to this marriage out of any feeling of respect, but to disgrace the bridegroom and the king who had invited him. By this man is indicated those who are numbered among true Christians, who hear the gospel and are to be found in external fellowship of the church, but who merely make a pretense of accepting the gospel in hypocrisy. Here we see that the church on earth, considered according to its external fellowship, is a congregation of such as hear the true teaching of the gospel of Christ and believe and confess it. They also have the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies them and works in them through the word and sacrament. Among these, however, there is still to be found some false Christians and hypocrites. Let us pray. Lord God, you have told us very clearly in your word that only the pure in heart will see you. Give us such singleness of heart and mind that we may always serve you in spirit and truth without any hypocrisy, in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of this devotional. The Luther for the Busy Man podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit lutherforthebusyman.org to receive each day's devotion in your inbox. And go to flbc.edu for the latest from the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary. Start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.